project to upgrade Bulawayo's water system is nearly complete and on track to be done in December. Bulawayo officials say the project to replace 40-year-old pumps has already raised capacity to 145 megaliters a day, up from 92 megaliters. The aging water system, combined with a two-year drought that had begun in 2018, forced the city government to implement 144 hours of rolling water outages a week in Bulawayo and its suburbs. The problems led to several deaths from tainted water. Since February, however, the new pumps have allowed the city to reduce outages to 48 hours a week, and it is gradually moving to 24 hours of water supply. The African Development Bank provided US$37 million for the Bulawayo Water and Sewerage Services Improvement Project. This week, bank officials toured the project and city engineer Simela Dube showed off some of the upgrades.
Impact on the community is that there are areas that were not getting water in the past. Even if we're treating at maximum capacity. Within the project, we had water mains upgrading. Like areas like Pumula South, they're now getting water almost continuously, except when there's infrastructure breakages in the area. Mganini, similarly, those gaps have been eliminated through this intervention.
The Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association welcomed the near completion of the pump installation. Tembelane Dube of the association says now the pipes that carry the water around the city and suburbs need to be upgraded.
Because right now there are a lot of best pipes that are taking place in the different wards. And therefore we urge the Bulawayo City Council to do a lot in terms of repairs and monitoring these networks so that the residents of Bulawayo can continuously have water, since the dam are good in terms of carrying capacities. Because the project included upgrading water and sewer networks, so we expect that money to have been channeled to the right places.
City Simela Dube says fully improving the city's water and sewage system is a US $700 million task, but that only $70 million has been allocated so far. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigwando in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.